We're going to switch gears now, though, and talk about the BCIT Ecological Restoration Program. And joining us at our table here at Career Fair is Dave Harper. He's an assistant instructor with that program. Dave, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And Julie Porter is here, a student in the BCIT Ecological Restoration Program. Julie, thanks as well for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, so Dave, start off. Tell us, what does this program do?
Oh, we're looking for the next stewards of the environment to take care of some of the deficiencies that we're seeing on a regular basis out there. So we're putting the students through a pretty intense program, high-level program as well. It basically piggybacks off of another program that we have here, a diploma program, the Fish and Wildlife program. The ER program is the year three and year four, come out with a degree from that. And it's a little bit hands-on, a little bit difficult courses. It's not an easy course. It's very intense. But we've got some wonderful instructors. We have three doctors that are teaching. We also just got a few new ones as well. The program just came out in 2009, and it's continuing to adapt and evolve. And Julie might be able to tell you a little bit more about some of the courses that she's taking and some of the training that she's getting.
What drew you to the program, Julie?
Well, originally when I graduated high school back in 1996, I took the fish recreation diploma program, and when I was looking to maybe get further skills, I actually just went on the internet and discovered that they were offering a degree program along the same lines. And so I thought, this is great. I loved BCIT the first time. I'm going to come back a second time and see what happens. And it's the best thing I think I've done.
Now, Dave, you said it's sometimes hands-on. So do you go out in the field, thinking of the spill in Burnaby in 2007? Do you go into the areas where we've seen harm done, or we've seen something that needs to be cleaned up and restored?
Absolutely. When you talk about that spill, it's very funny that you bring that up. But that spill, resulting from that, there was a pot of money through Creative Sentencing, the Habitat Conservation Trust Fund, got up $450,000. Students from the ER program wrote restoration, applied research, through their applied research project, they wrote restoration plans for estuaries in Burrard Inlet based on the need for it. They applied to HCTF, and some of them got seed funding, and has basically spawned a whole series of estuary restoration projects all across the North Shore. McKay, Mosquito, Seymour, Lynn Creek, all from student projects have now created, I encourage the listeners to go and check out McKay Creek. That was done last summer. This summer will be Seymour and Mosquito, and the following summer will be Lynn Creek. So from students, we're creating these environmental initiatives to go out and actually do work, put their expertise and their training in motion.
So does a student get extra credit then if he or she comes up with a project proposal that in turn gets funding?
No, because they'll be graduated at that point.
Okay.
So it's in the final year of their program. They do an applied research project. So they go out, either a stressor in the environment, or they identify a proponent, and then they put together a restoration plan. And that's looking at where we're at now, where we want it to be, and the change from where we're at to where we want it to be becomes a restoration plan. And they go out and consult with stakeholders. They do significant monitoring plans so we can gauge the effectiveness of it. And it's basically a stepping stone for them to move from BCIT, from classroom learning, from hands-on learning, into the workforce.